This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. To Afghanistan now and the military offensive in southern Helmand province. U.S. Marines and Afghan soldiers are in the third day of the assault. They're trying to occupy what the military says is the region's last key Taliban stronghold, but progress is slow. The district of Marja is 70 square miles, and insurgents have been firing on U.S. and Afghan forces while trying to lure them into fields and canals riddled with explosives. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is on the front lines. She's embedded with a platoon from the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, and she joins us now. Soraya, from your perspective, how is the offensive going?
It's very slow going. Today was a particularly difficult day. The Marines that I was with were having pretty major firefights for about 6 hours today, and it got to the point where they were receiving fire from multiple sides. Basically, they had to call in a Cobra attack helicopters to come in and assist them to help destroy the compound from which the fire was coming so that they could retreat. And unfortunately, in the course of all this activity today, there was one Marine casualty. I can't say anything more about that because of embed rules. But then there were also civilian casualties. In fact, two dead children, one little girl who had severe abdominal injuries, and other wounded. And the Marines did evacuate all of them to a better healthcare facility because obviously they don't have that out here in the field.
Soraya, there was also a report of an errant missile strike over the weekend where at least 10 civilians were killed. That attack prompted an apology from General Stanley McChrystal to the Afghan President Hamid Karzai. What else can you tell us about it?
Well, ISAF actually said 12 were killed. I think two might have died from their wounds later. It's one of those things, again, where Marines are trying to hit the right place and they don't. It's unclear to me in my position where I'm at right now because this did happen in a different part of Marja exactly what happened. But the Marines here that I was with, you know, expressed frustration because they really are trying to minimize casualties. I mean, they do not fire on when they are fired upon. I mean, they look first to find out, you know, if they can see someone with a gun. I mean, they're very careful, and every time they see civilians, you know, they stop, they look back. I mean, it's from a military perspective, this, you know, it's made it difficult because they have taken all these extra precautions, in addition to, of course, all these IEDs or these bombs that are, like, planted in the ground, in the walls, and in the canals, and everywhere else. I mean, it's just made it very difficult for them to move forward and take Marja the way they are planning to do.
Is this proving to be a more difficult operation than they had anticipated there in Marja?
Well, some say yes and no. I mean, I think that the anticipation was that it would perhaps go a little faster and that there would be more cooperation from local people. But this is an area where it's very easy for guerrilla fighters, especially the way the Taliban use their tactics. You know, for them to run and hide, it makes it very difficult for the Marines, who have very strict rules about what they can do and how they can proceed, you know, for them to basically follow them and pursue and get them. So it's just going to be a very slow, painstaking process. They have to clear these IEDs. I mean, even in the compound I was in today, I mean, there were two that, in fact, were only 10 feet from where I was sleeping with about 30 other Marines that they had missed the previous day because there's just so many of them, you can't find all of these IEDs very quickly. And that's just going to make this take, I think, a lot longer than I'm sure they were hoping.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, she's embedded with the Marines in Marja in Helmand province in Afghanistan. Soraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome.